About 50 people attended last night's meeting on the UW campus, including several who were arrested in Miami. They watched videos of the protests that depicted the massive police presence in Miami streets and told stories of their arrests. Dana Chernis is the director of the Madison-based Wisconsin Network for Peace and Justice. Her arrest happened several blocks from the major demonstration while she was on her way to find a place to eat dinner.
And a car full of riot police jumped out and tackled us, and I was hit with a baton on the elbow. A lot of it I just blanked out because it was so traumatic, and I guess I was charged with resisting arrest and failure to obey lawful command, and I don't know what they were commanding because they just started arresting us.
Chernis spent 3 days in jail. Todd Price teaches education at UW-Madison and is the former director of a Madison cable access TV station. He was arrested outside a Miami police station while filming a demonstration called to protest the arrest of others.
They arrested everyone. It was anywhere within the vicinity. And they just gave everybody a blanket charge of illegal assembly. Now, my question would be, how is it that the media is not allowed to assemble to cover a newsworthy event?
Price and others who were arrested may take part in lawsuits against the Miami police now being planned by the ACLU and the National Lawyers Guild. John Peck, who helped organize last night's meeting, says similar gatherings are being held across the country by activists who fear the tactics used in Miami may be used at future fair trade protests.
You know, is this the new Miami model that's going to be used to basically criminalize dissent in America, and that's what we're worried about?
Labor union leaders will join other activists for a similar debriefing of the Miami protest at a meeting at the Milwaukee Labor Council tonight. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.